Well, China's set to make the information technology industry a key domestic driver as part of plans to rebalance the economy. State Council is suggesting it is targeting information products and services, leading consumption, which they say will reach 3.2 trillion yuan over the next 2 years. The guideline highlights innovation and market forces as ways to promote rapid yet healthy information consumption. It's hoped the much-anticipated 4G license release will help boost information consumption as well. Meanwhile, the government's going to press ahead with integrating telecoms, internet and broadcasting networks into one entire system. Well, for more on this issue, we're joined live by CRI's financial commentator, Cao San. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, firstly, telecommunication industry, it's currently dominated by the state-owned companies. So how practical do you think these goals actually are?
Well, I think these goals are very practical. Even though the state-owned enterprises still dominate the telecom industry, but if you look at the IT industry, it is an industry where you see a lot of market forces. And I think the state is deciding to introduce more market forces into these industries. So we see that the state is trying to cut the red tape, trying to build the better infrastructure, telecom infrastructure. So I think these goals are very achievable because the Chinese middle class continues to grow. They will consume more of everything, more of oil, more of commodities, and more of information. If you look at the trend, the Chinese consumption of information has been growing at more than 20% annually. So I think the state is confident that this trend will continue as more market forces are introduced.
Now, you mentioned trying to cut through the red tape there. I mean, do you think this is a move to try to open up the industry to perhaps private IT companies or private capital?
Well, I think the telecom industry will be gradually opened up. The IT industry has already been opened up, right? But the telecom industry, we don't see enough private capital there. And I think the government is determined to introduce more private capital to that area. And I think they would remain true to this objective because we see that they already opened a lot of traditionally industries that are traditionally off limits to private capital. They've already been opened up. So if they decide that the telecom industry needs an injection of private capital, they would introduce more policies that are favorable to that. For instance, preferential financial support for the private capital in this industry.
Now, what other support do you think will be needed to boost information consumption? And how can a potential consumer be attracted to actually spend more money on upgrading their products or their services?
Well, I think like any industry, if the industry players offer the desired products and services that consumers value, they add enough value to their experience, the consumers will be willing to pay. I think the issue here is how do we how the state would encourage the more market competition among these industry players and make sure that there is a level playing field off of these players. Eventually, they will figure out a way to monetize their efforts.
Okay, thank you. We have to leave it there. That's Cao San, CRI's financial commentator.